The combined company, which will be named DowDuPont, intends to pursue a tax-free separation into three publicly traded companies, with each targeting an investment-grade credit rating. The three businesses that the boards intend to separate are a leading global pure-play agricultural company, a leading global pure-play material science company, and a leading technology and innovation-driven specialty products company. In a statement, National Corn Growers Association President Chip Bowling said NCGA is committed to protecting the best interest of our members and our nation's corn farmers. With respect to the proposed merger, we anticipate we will have an opportunity to submit comments regarding the effects this merger may have on agricultural research, innovation, grain marketing, and the competitive pricing of farm inputs. We will do all we can to protect farmer interest and preserve an open and competitive marketplace. The American Soybean Association is also committed to examining the overall impacts of this merger on the agricultural industry and soybean farmers. Their president, Richard Wilkins, said ASA looks forward to the opportunity to provide comments to the companies and U.S. regulatory authorities that must approve any merger and will continue to study how this merger will affect soybean farmers. The DowDuPont merger is expected to take place as soon as feasible, which is expected to be 18 to 24 months following the closing of the merger, subject to regulatory and board approval.